All right, once again, we are interviewing and talking. Oh, hey, I got to go live over here on Facebook. So in case you want to maybe send a question or say hi or whatever, we are on Facebook Live right now. All right, I think. I don't know. It's sending me messages. We may not be on Facebook Live. All right, Daniel and Danica and Josiah from Gooding and Hagerman, I guess I should say more closely. You guys are getting ready for your Gooding County Fair market sale. All right, so what do you got going on? Guys, who's going to talk first? Josiah, okay. I figured the whole family's here, so I got to make sure I got everybody turned on here. Okay, go ahead.
Well, on Saturday, we're having our market animal sale, and in Gooding County, it's always been a good sale. We always support the kids, and part of that is because we have our buyer's barbecue afterwards, and so you go in, you buy your animal, and if you buy your animal, you get a free ticket to the barbecue.
Okay.
And this year, Big Fatties will be catering for our barbecue.
Oh, that's good.
So you might end up coming out a Big Fatty. It'll be good. It'll be good.
Now let's talk about the market animal sale. This is the actual sale is on Saturday, but you have quite a few events that's leading up to that, right? Jessica, yeah, or Danica. Sorry, Danica. Sorry, I called you. I renamed you. Is that okay? Sorry
yeah.
about that. Okay,
that's
Danica.
Actually, my mom's name.
Okay.
Well, yes, we do. We have lots of other events. Starting on Monday, we have the goat show, and then Tuesday we have the sheep show, which Josiah and I and all our little brothers are doing.
Okay.
Then we have the swine show on Wednesday, small animal show as well on Wednesday, and then the beef show on Thursday. And after that, we'll have a livestock judging contest, and all counties are welcome.
And
all
right. Friday's the dairy show.
Friday's the dairy show.
All right. Now, the idea behind all of this, 4-H and FFA, is something that you guys got started when you were real young, right?
Yes.
Eight years old.
Was your first project, let me guess, was it a bunny?
Mine was.
Yes.
A bunny, and then it led to maybe a goat. Mm-hmm. No,
lamb.
You stayed with a bunny.
No, I quit bunnies first year.
And sometimes people do dogs and all that kind of stuff. But now, so you have these little projects. Tell people how this all works. I know there's a lot of record keeping that you got to make sure that you keep track of, right?
Yes.
All right. So not only do you learn about the animal, but you also learn about what with the record keeping?
You learn about your finances. The way the 4-H record book and the FFA record book is set up,
mm-hmm.
so you monitor your income,
right.
you also monitor your expenses, and then at the end of the year, you do your profit and loss. And
right.
So if you're doing a small animal project, you look at yourself at the end of the year and you're like, well, I had to buy my animal, I had to buy my cage, I didn't make any money. Whereas
kind of went downhill.
Yeah.
Kind of the farmer's story right there.
Whereas,
didn't make any money, let's try better for next year.
Or like with a steer, it's a little better. You're like, well, I had to pay for feed, I had
right.
to buy it, but I still got a good size check at the end of the year.
Of course, you got to remember dad's rent. You know, you have to throw that in there.
Yeah. That's called sweat equity.
All right, so we've got that going on. And then you just got to make sure that you keep records. And then at the end of this whole thing, a lot of the times the animals are sold, and that's how you make the money, right?
Yes.
So is it kind of tough to sell those things? Yeah, go ahead. You were going to say something.
Yeah, so in the end, these kids are committed to this project. We set this program up for them, and Gooding County has always had a pretty strong market animal sale.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 137 kids who are committed to and planning on selling their animals next Saturday, the 22nd. We're even though, fair is a little bit different this year and things are a little bit different, but we're still going strong trying to develop these young leaders, and we're doing what we can to put the sale on and still complete these projects.
So now when it's time to sell, is it kind of tough to put that on the auction block?
It depends on the animal.
If you hated the animal, not really. If
I'm
it was
be
a
honest
stupid
with you.
Animal.
I've never cried.
It doesn't bother me a bit. Now I've seen other kids really struggle with it, but for me, it doesn't bother me a bit.
So what's your plans for next year? Do you got some project in, or are you still thinking about that?
Yes, I have a registered Simmental cow that had twins this year, so I'm going to sell one of them. It was a bull calf, and we made it a steer. So So we're going to take him to the fair next year.
Take him to the fair and sell that. Okay. And for you, Justin, what do you got?
Pretty much the same thing.
My cow,
she I have two calves, both of them calved. So I'll be showing those calves next year.
So you show the calves, keep the mama, sell the babies, which is pretty typical for what happens in real life. So what have you gained out of all of the FFA and 4-H? I mean, you got to have some memories and what this is going to do for you as you go on in life, right?
Well, I've learned a lot about public speaking through things like livestock judging, where we have to do reasons and stuff, which my dad first started to make me do, and that's...
Yeah.
But now I like it. Yeah. And last year I actually won the state livestock judging contest.
Oh, well, those are fun, too. Do they still do the milk judging as well?
We do that in FFA.
In FFA, yeah. I remember doing the FFA milk judging contest, and I could always, and then they would really overpower the taste of the milk, and it's like, ugh, you know, but anyway, that's...
You tell them about our FFA accomplishments.
Oh, yeah, FFA accomplishments, so, yeah, go ahead, what do you got?
Yeah, so kind of some of the things we've done this year in Hagerman FFA, our range team, our rangeland assessment team, we won state and Western Nationals, and that's something that all of us have had a good interest in. It's a career that a lot of us are looking to go into as rangeland managers and conserving the wildlife and getting cows on it and grazing it.
So how many, and I know some schools do this, but do you ever drive the equipment to work? I know tractors, you guys, I'm sure you cannot tell me that you guys aren't proficient in driving tractors, right? Are you into doing that kind of stuff?
Or we do some of that, but we don't have the drive your tractor to school day.
I just thought of that. Castleford does that every year, and it makes quite a deal. So I just had to throw that in there because I know that when I was in high school, I had to laugh because I was driving a hay truck while I was still in high school. I had to have a CDL license, and now you think about it, how many kids actually have CDL licenses? But anyway, back to what we were talking about, 4-H and all the projects. If they want to get involved, are you the person to contact, or how do they get a hold of you to get involved with 4-H and FFA?
Well, the first thing you can do, since you mentioned Facebook earlier, you can always go on to Facebook and like Hagerman Greenhouse. And that's Hagerman how you can get involved in Hagerman FFA. Gooding County, you can contact the Extension office. And if you're interested in adding on or come to the sale, it's Saturday the 22nd.
Okay, what time?
At 10 o'clock. And the barbecue will follow. So all buyers will get a barbecue ticket.
Right.
Okay. So come on down.
Lots of fun there. Okay. So, and that's where the sale will happen. And then everybody's excited because a lot of times these sales, these animals sell for quite a bit more. People are very generous. And I'm going to guess that you guys say thank you to everybody that goes out and supports your group, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because...
And that's why Gooding County has a really strong market sale. And I don't know how many counties around, but we have this buyer appreciation barbecue, and that's keeping it strong. And so come on out to Gooding and enjoy yourself on Saturday and have some fun.
All right. Well, once again, let's give them the time, the place, all of that kind of stuff. As we leave this morning, tell us what do we do?
Okay, Saturday. August 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Gooding County Fairgrounds, and it will be hosted in the Beef Barn.
At the Beef Barn. Okay. All right, guys. Appreciate you stopping by. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a good one.